Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
My belief is that you've taken a very important step of taking control over your time, over your life. What you've decided to do is you've decided to put yourself in a position to not simply say, what I have is enough, it's okay, I don't need anything, but you've made a decision to really step up and put yourself right in the middle of the game again. Yeah. And you have, because you have a coach, myself, you have a role model, you have a partner, you have somebody who you can look at that's going to give you the direction to determine whether you should make a right turn or a left turn. Sometimes it won't be so obvious, but sometimes it will be. And what I find is that as long as we're communicating and we realize that there are going to be difficult times.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Because everything we do operates under the law of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Where everything good happens because of good actions, everything that's negative happens because of negative things we do. So what I've tried to do is to create a vision for you, and that's my goal today, to let you realize that the positive steps in your life will truly bring the results that you're wanting. Now, you're in a very fortunate situation because on paper, we have a lot of assets. We have a lot of financial stability. We have a great starting point. But
any questions about anything that I've...
No. And I went over it this weekend, and that's the reason I decided to start where I'm going to start today with you.
Okay.
Because it's really, it's very, very impressive that you have been able to do what you've done and create a $2.5 million net worth over your lifetime. Now the question becomes, where do we go from here? Well, we know where to go. We know we need to move forward because where the money is at right now is not in sitting in savings accounts. And we're finding that as our clients get involved in other adventures, that they're able now because of the market correction and real estate, there's just a lot of other opportunities out there. So what I've created for you is a 30-day real estate plan, a plan of action as a new investor, okay? I say new investor, I don't say that as you're brand new, but it's just I'm going to go back and give you everything from the way I would expect me to teach me. Okay? First thing we get to realize is this is a business.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I say that is because if we don't realize that it's a business, then we sometimes say, well, it's not that big of a deal, or, oh, well, we'll see what we can do, or, oh, well, it really doesn't matter, or, oh, well, we'll get to it next week.
Hi.
By looking at this as a business, we realize that we get to put in 40 hours a week to do this. And there might be times we have to stretch to come up with even 10 hours a week sometimes. But whatever success looks like for you, whatever the time commitment is you're willing to put in, I can promise you that that will directly be proportionate to the results that you receive.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And there is no question about that. So by knowing it's a business and by putting 40 hours a week, even 10, whatever you're able to do, we get to decide what you want out of this business. In other words, we're going to create a vision statement. A vision statement is simply a document which says, within X period of time, I am going to achieve this. Now, whether it's through tax deeds and tax lien purchasing, whether it's through using foreclosures, whether it's through buying distressed property, whatever it is, we are going to create a vision. Why do you think it's important to have a vision?
Oh, I think you always need a goal to work toward. To be successful, to accomplish what you've set out to do.
Absolutely. And you get to decide with clarity, exact precision, what you want to do. You want to write this down, okay?
What now?
Over the next year, over the next 5 years, and over the next 10 years. Now, those are current, midterm, and long-term goals. So we get to decide what we want over this period of, that period of time. Now, you filled a little bit of that out in the document you sent me. Now we get to crystallize it and bring it to a position of this is exactly what we want. Kind of cleansing it out a little bit. But let's also consider that it will also include the kind of properties we want to look for. The type of tax deeds we want to look at, the type of tax liens we want to look at. It is going to show us, we are going to show ourselves, all of the things that we deserve during these next periods of time. But let's not forget, we also want to take into account our entire life. Not just the business side of Carolyn.
Right. Yeah. Your full life.
That's right. Because you have children, you have a lot of responsibilities, right? And all the money in the world cannot make one happy if all the other pieces are not there.
Oh, that's true.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes.
That's right. So what we do is we want to make sure that everything we do is related to our vision. So, when we have one area of our life, say financially, that is successful, but yet we have no relationships with our children, we have no relationships with our grandchildren.
That's not good.
Is that success? Is that success?
No,
not at all. Because you have to have the total package. And that's what I know that you can achieve and what you already have achieved.
I already have the success with the family.
That's right.
We're very, very close. And I've got two wonderful daughters and son-in-laws and grandchildren. And we get along fine and we spend time with each other. We help each other. I help them.
Sure.
So in any way I can. I mean, my family comes first. And if one of the girls were to need me to go in and have surgery or something, catastrophic happen, Mom will be right there.
Yep. And you wouldn't believe how many people I talk to throughout the world that cannot say that.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll tell me, hey, Rob, I've got $1 million, but, I have no relationships, I have no friends, I have no, family, but I've got $1 million. What do you want to do, Rob? And that's where I learned. That's
what you do it for if you don't have any of those other things, You really, I think, gear what you're doing because of your family. I know my husband worked because he had a family and he wanted to provide for us and give us the best he could. And his family always came first in his business. So if you don't have those relationships, you really don't have a whole lot.
No.
Money doesn't make up for them.
that's absolutely right. And there is no question. Because, just as you said, he worked and he went out and said and did everything for you. And by doing that, he created a very good foundation for you, right?
Yes, he did.
And so now we just get to take it to the next level. And that's what I think I wanted to focus in on. Because as we create our vision statement, and we write this down, create vision statement. Uh-huh. And again, it goes like this. I am committed to working, and then draw a line, hours a week for the next blank so that I will accomplish my goal of blank, or my goals of blank. That is what your vision statement is going to look like. So this week, you get to create a vision statement. Okay? Now, there's a step going beyond knowing what we want and knowing what we're going to do to get there. We need a very detailed plan. And by doing that, I find that during, you know how you live, during day-to-day, you get bombarded with the media, you get bombarded with TV and telephone calls and friends, and it becomes very, very specific, very, very important to make sure that we set aside specific blocks of time for this business, for you to be able to go out and achieve and to do everything you can. We want to make sure that we don't allow anything to interfere with your plan, because you know what? When it's on the calendar and it's written down, what happens?
You make your plans around it.
That's right. You make your plans. And that means that...
almost around that time.
That's right. That's exactly right, because that is what then becomes your success time.
Right.
So we get to get a calendar, mm-hmm. and we get to block out the specific hours of the day that you're willing to do this. Now, be realistic, because you're going to be held accountable to make sure that you do whatever it is we commit to do during that period of time. And we do the work then, mm-hmm. and only then, during that period of time.
Right.
The reason I say this with such strong enthusiasm is because...
well, if you're not organized...
that's exactly...
organized, and you don't, you know, set aside the time to spend, you know, you can just procrastinate and keep putting it off.
Sure. And then the next thing you know, guess what? It's Tuesday again.
Yeah, right.
And then we're in a situation like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? That's why it's important that we set these times aside. That way, we know. Now...
time to work.
That's right. That's right. It's like getting up and going to work. But it's all self-starting. You're self-starting. Now, another thing we get to do is we get to have specific items that we get to achieve during those periods of time. Okay? So, we know that by working and setting aside the times, we know that by looking at our vision statement that we write, we will be able to reaffirm what we're trying to do. Do you get that?
Say that again.
By knowing what our goals are, and by looking at our vision statement, at least weekly, we then are able to realize where we are going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suggest you work at least 5 to 10 hours a week. With your situation, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But however much time you put into your business is directly proportional to your success level.
Yeah.
However...
and of course, it's going to take me a little longer...
sure.
...to accomplish that work.
Sure.
Until I learn exactly what to do. And, you know...
And you know what's also important? That we get to realize what's urgent and important.
Yeah.
Think about this. When the phone rings and rings and rings and you run across the house and you're like, oh, I'm going to get to it. And then you pick up the phone. you're thinking, oh, I gotta get the phone. And then you find out that it's a wrong number. It's a wrong number. At the time you went and you were running towards the phone, it sounded like it was something urgent, didn't it? Because it stopped you from what you were doing. But whenever you got to the phone, and it was somebody else that wasn't supposed to talk to you on there, it wasn't important at all. So it had urgency because it had to be done, but when you got there, it wasn't important. And so what my position is that you have to be very careful that the quiet, important things will become overwhelmed by the urgencies. Now, what that means is get rid of all the clutter. Get rid of all the clinging and clanging. Because we want to stay very focused on what is important, not what is urgent. Because there's a difference, because everybody pulls at your chain all the time.
Oh yeah.
So we get to say, if it's truly urgent, then there's no problem. But if it's important, if it's truly important, then we're okay. But people that are just randomly yelling or people that need you to do this or do that, that's why we want to schedule what we're doing. Just like we schedule our calls.
Right.
Okay?
Well, fortunately, you know, I don't have anyone here to bother me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if I want it quiet, it's quiet.
Absolutely. And that is beautiful because now you are able to start your treadmill on the path of being a successful investor, right?
Yeah.
What you've done is you've stepped away from the protective cocoon of life where you don't have any responsibilities. You simply are able to kick back and relax. Well, now you're joining the ranks of the entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And that's really what you've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because
I realize that.
You have now jumped into the world of the entrepreneur.
Back into the world.
That's right. And you know what? If you look down through history and you think about all the successful people in the world, look at how they became wealthy.
Oh, yes.
They became wealthy through their countless investments in real estate. And I've always believed, and I still believe, that if they could do it, then we can do it. Because you know what?
Well, real estate's one of the best investments you can ever have.
Absolutely.
My dad taught me that, and I firmly believe it, you know,
And it,
it's a sure thing.
It is. It's not a really a questionable deal, is it? It's just the way it is. And guess what it's based on? Cause and effect. It is a simple case example of cause and effect. Cause and effect simply means that every circumstance or condition has a cause. Every condition. The condition of you having a $2 million net worth right now is directly affected because there was a cause. The effect is that you achieved that level of success at where you're at. However, we want to take that and multiply that. So in order to do that, to achieve that effect, then what we get to do is we get to do the work that causes the effect to be what we want it to be. That's why it's so important. Every action we get, every action we produce, provides a reaction.
As a reaction. And
that's right.
Effect. Uh-huh.
Everything we do has a cause. Everything we do has an effect. For instance, think about this: if you look outside in your back area, and there's a tree, and there's a dead limb on that tree, and you've been looking at it for a while, and all of a sudden a big windstorm comes along. What happens to that dead branch on that tree after the windstorm?
It hits something, probably.
Sure. It breaks off.
Yeah.
Now, that's cause and effect, right? The cause is, and the effect is, well, the cause is, because... Well,
the cause is, I didn't go out there and cut it off before it fell.
There you go. So the effect is, it simply just fell down.
It fell down, and
yep.
It damaged something.
That's right. It fell down. Now let's take it one step further. Say that same limb is now perched over the top of your home. What's going to happen when the windstorm comes?
It's going to hit it.
There's no question. It's simple laws of the universe. Right. The downward force is going to create the damage. There's no way you can stop that. Mm-hmm. Is there any good in blaming the wind for what happened?
No.
It's all about saying, I accept responsibility, and because it created damage, now I get to learn from that. The reason I'd say that is because that is such a simple, absolutely clear example of cause and effect.
And it's something that could have been remedied real easily.
Real easily.
Oh yeah, I was just out, 2 weeks ago and trimmed trees all over my yard.
Sure.
I sure did.
You bet. And that is so important because, you know what? That's how the universe operates, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The universe doesn't play favorites. The universe doesn't care who you are.
It doesn't play favorites either.
That's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't care if you do the right. It doesn't care who you are, where you're from, your background, your social economic scale. It doesn't care. All it knows is what you put out, you get back. And complaining about the results only creates feelings of bitterness and helplessness. And I remember a long time ago, a football coach once said, and you want to write this down, okay? If you don't program your own life, then life will program you. If you don't program your own life, then life will program you. So, bottom line, whether you're going to think in a positive or negative way, it's completely up to you. You have the ability to choose. As I said before, you've made the determination to move in a positive direction by jumping into this arena, by moving outside of your comfort zone, by putting yourself in a position where you have to have a computer by a certain day, by worrying about things that some guy on the phone from Salt Lake is telling you that you get to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it is for your own moving forward benefit.
Well, it's just like children in school. You have to give them goals, and you've got to give them assignments, and they have to complete them.
That's right.
To ever graduate, so, you know, it's the same thing when you're learning something new that you haven't been in before, and, you know, you have to kind of follow the rules.
That's so true. That is absolutely true, because you and only you decide if you're going to be a creator, or if you're going to sit back and say, oh, the world is running me by, I can't believe it's happening, oh, poor me, and take the victim stance.
No, I try really hard not to do that, because I said, first when my husband passed away, I said, you know, I could have sat around and grieved for years, I could have become an alcoholic, I could have done all kinds of things.
Sure.
I didn't. I'm not that type of person. I have to be strong for my children and my grandchildren. I'm taking the place of two people with my children and my grandchildren because they don't have a father or grandfather anymore.
And they depend on you, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They do.
In a lot of ways.
They do.
Financial advice and stuff like this, and just, you know, they'll call and say, should we do this, or, Mom, you know, my accounts aren't, because they all came over to my broker with their accounts. They had others, but then, you know, I'd sit down and go over their broker statements with them.
Sure.
And say, you know, I think you should question him about this, 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 and this, and you're not receiving the returns that you should be receiving. And so, yeah, I do. I'm just kind of a strong person.
And that's important, because just as you are the one that's there for them, they will then be there for you. Because it gets back to that principle of what you give out in the universe comes back, right?
Yeah. And what goes around comes around.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's
and I
right.
Have you.
Yeah, and you know what? And you're right. You're right. You do have me. And I am one who thinks very forward. I think of what looking at is what would I want if I were you. And that's why I'm very, very clear, because I don't really believe it has to look a certain way. I take it from a totally different direction on everybody I work with. And that's when I was thinking about your case this weekend. I was thinking, you know what? What she deserves is a complete, clear vision of where I want her to be. And so I thought, how do I do that? Well, the best thing I can do is explain my vision of what success is, how the cause and effect works. So that way you can understand and realize that everything we're doing has a reason. So when you say, well, gee, Rob, I really, really don't want to get into the computer because the computer is difficult. Well, guess what? The cause is, by doing that, you will receive the benefits of the new era of doing business.
Oh, yes.
And it's so exciting. It's so absolutely just...
I'm excited about learning exactly how to use it, because my children all have computers. They can email me. I can email them.
That's right.
We're off in college. She can send me pictures. And, I mean, you know, just all kinds of things. Plus, all the information.
And just think, how long have you had the desire to set, excuse me, to set this up? But for whatever reason, it just didn't happen because it wasn't convenient.
It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't absolutely necessary.
That's right. And so now, because you've given it a sense of urgency,
right, it's necessary.
It's getting done, and so that's the way things get to become prioritized. That's the way we are able to move towards our goals.
Right.
See? And so we give them importance. And sometimes we self-initiate that process where we say, you know what, this is important today, so I'm going to do this. And then sometimes, we have to have a little support from somebody else.
Have a little push.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
You remember a wonderful speaker, his name was W. Clement Stone. Earl Nightingale was another guy that said this.
Uh-huh.
Write this down. Success is the progressive realization. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. Mm-hmm. Now, what that tells me is that success does not happen overnight. You did not buy or inherit or receive your restaurant and your land leases and your office buildings. You didn't receive those overnight instantaneously. But somebody in your life who loved you, including yourself, had an absolute vision of what success was. Because of that vision of success, they were then able to progressively realize it. And the reason I say progressively is because it happens over a period of time.
Oh, yeah, right.
And what's also important about that is there's a key word there. Worthy goal. Worthy goal.
It has to be something
that benefits everyone. Because as you put good things out, good things come back.
Right.
And that is the first essential element of success in life. Now we know with our vision statement, we're going to know where we're going to end up, right? We know what our vision of what we want. Yeah. We also need direction, which the direction is by working together, you and I, but we also create a worthy goal system. And what I say is I submit to you and I believe that the value must extend beyond you. Your goals should extend to those who you love and those who you don't even know. Because one thing I get about you, Carolyn, is that you are a very, very loving, trusting, giving person.
I sure try to be.
I know you are. I know. And by doing what you do, your ripple effect affects so many people.
Yes.
And that is so absolutely essential.
It's not just all for me.
That's right.
No, it's not.
It's not just about you. It's not just for you. No. It is about you being able to help others. And it was a gentleman.
That I like to do. Yeah.
There was a philosopher back in the days. His name was Emerson. Mm-hmm. And it says Emerson was a theorist. He was one of the intellectuals who really, really sat around and thought an awful lot about things that were important. And I want you to write this down too. It is one of the most beautiful compensations. It is one of the most beautiful compensations of this life that no one can sincerely try to help another without helping himself.
Okay, I didn't get quite out. It's one of the compensations of this life
that no one can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. What does that say to you?
It says that if you really work at it and try hard and give all your love and trust and anything you can give to help other people, not necessarily financial, but anyway.
That's right. Time.
Right, time, whatever, support, encouragement, whatever. It will, in the long run, help you as well.
That's right.
Learn a lot. You receive the love from those people that you have helped. And it just, I don't know, it just makes you feel mighty good that you've been able to do that.
Absolutely. It sure does. It makes me feel good because I love to give a lot more than I love to get.
Right.
Because I feel that I'm able to change and impact people's lives.
Yeah.
I believe and I know.
You know, well, what difference does just one make?
Ooh.
One makes a whole lot of difference.
Absolutely.
All the ones together, and look what you got.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's why I believe that success is truly a journey. It's not a destination. Remember I said it was a progressive realization?
Right.
It was a progressive realization of moving forward as we move forward on our journey. But think about this. You and your family decided that you're going to leave and you're going to go on a vacation back in the days when the kids were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive all night and you drive all to the next day.
Yeah.
And once you got to the destination, what's the first thing that you wanted to do?
Ah, that's been a long time ago.
You've been traveling all night. You haven't been asleep.
Hit the bed and get refreshed and then have fun.
Yep. You want to take a nap and just kind of slow down and just relax.
Right.
Well, the destination to success is often the same way. Because what happens is we want to go down that road and work and work and work and reach our goal. But once we reach the goal, we start feeling that, hey, you know what? This feels pretty good. And we start to relax.
Right.
And we start to say, gee, this is okay. And what you do at that point is you cease being productive.
Yeah, well, you need to continue.
That's right. The purpose of life is to learn.
Yes.
That's what the purpose of life is. Now, obviously, to get back to our Heavenly Father, to get back to our connection with our higher power, whatever that happens to be, that is essential. But the ultimate purpose of what we do every single day as we live our life is to learn. And the day that we say we can no longer learn because we know everything is the day that we suspend being able to give to ourselves and to give back.
Those are the days you don't you begin not to function too well.
That's right. And what happens to your health?
Yes, it goes down.
What happens to your relationship with your family?
Yeah, that can get pretty stale.
How do you feel when that phone rings and you don't want to answer it? How do you feel? You feel...
I haven't reached that point yet, thanks goodness, and hope I don't.
Isn't that amazing, though, that so many people fail to take a look at that critical element of their life, because they believe that they've achieved a certain level of, okay, it's fine. Now, you know what? It doesn't have to be...
I can just, enjoy it and quit trying to learn and quit trying to do and...
That's right.
We'll get that way.
That's right.
That's when a lot of people go into deep depression, too.
Exactly.
They have the money to live on, they still have no purpose for their life.
Because you know what I believe? I believe it's very possible for a person to achieve great success and then cease being active, to stop.
Yeah.
And under our definition, this person, though once succeeded, is no longer successful because if the purpose of life is to learn, they have stopped and quit moving forward.
Yeah.
Now see, the beauty of that is that no matter where you are, as long as you're making progress, meaning you're moving directly towards your goal, that you... absolutely are moving towards your vision, my vision, our vision of success. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
Did you?
And in Columbus, a place called Dublin, they have a big restaurant chain that's headquartered there. It's called Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Yeah, we have Wendy's.
And I met the owner one time of Wendy's. His name was Dave Thomas.
Thomas, yeah.
And Dave said one time at a golf outing, he said, Rob, I want you to know that I was successful when I was broke. I was successful when I was broke. Because when I was broke, I was building what I have now. Nothing has changed in my life other than I now have more money and people know who I am. You see, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Dave did not say, oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yeah.
I've already made it. Mm-hmm. So what he's done is he started, even when he didn't have anything, and he worked his way up to the point at which he realized that the progressive realization was getting in tune with where he wanted to be and moving forward towards that.
And so, he had a vision.
That's right.
He had a vision.
So there are three components of a worthy goal. Okay? Number one, a vision for what you want most in your life.
Right.
A vision. A mission or a mission statement. That is simply nothing more than a very detailed description of how you're going to obtain your vision. And then we have goals. Number three, goals. Goals are a definite statement of exactly what you desire. But guess what? They're written in the present tense.
Yeah, right.
Not in the future tense. And there's a measurability component to it. I will have 5 properties by... That way, you can tell if you are what?
Mm-hmm.
On the right path. You see, everything we do begins and ends with us as we move towards our goals. And as I saw, Carolyn, all the wonderful things that you've created in your life. And as I was reading your documentation of what you desire in success, one thing popped out. That you simply want to be happy and very good at what you do.
Yes.
To obtain all the knowledge that you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's your goal.
Yep.
So guess what? You get to do that. you get to do that. And I am so proud to be your coach, and I'm so proud that you have taken on everything that you're taking on. I'm so proud that you're taking the time to have somebody come and teach you the computer. And I want you to learn how to do all those, and I cannot wait to get my first email from you.
Okay.
And we're going to go into the strategies of real estate through foreclosures,
yeah,
tax liens, tax investment, tax deed sales. And we're going to talk about how we talk to the counties and how we go through all the processes that it takes.
Right.
And we're going to do that very quickly. And you know what? You're the one that's going to create your reality. So I challenge you this week to really go out there, learn your computer, know with a very clear statement where you're going. I want you to write a vision statement. I gave you the outline.
Yeah.
And then I want you to email it to me when your email's up.
1 year, 5 year, and 10 years.
Sure.
Right?
Exactly. Of what your vision is. And once I receive that, then next week, the same place, the same time, we will be talking like we always do with my good friend, and we will sit down and we will really begin your training. We will begin the nuts and bolts of setting up your team. Next week, we get to go in and focus on the evaluation process of getting property and finding deals.
Right. I wanted to ask you a question. In doing this, is the income that you make, let's say on buying tax liens, the tax deeds, or foreclosures, is that earned income? Do you have to incorporate a business and have earned income, or can it be treated like investment income?
Well,
like owning a piece of property and having a lease on it and receiving the rent.
Right.
Which way do you go with this?
I'll tell you what.
Right now, I don't really have earned income.
Right, and that's the way you like it.
That's the way I like it.
Right. So what we get to do is we get to talk to our accountant about that.
Oh, okay.
Because that question is very specific. You have a lot riding on the answer to that question, okay? And I have a general idea, but I want you to talk to your accountant about that because the accountant is the one that's going to be able to position you from a financial standpoint of where you need to be.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe
so
we're going to get to that and talk then because, you know, if I have a lot of earned income, I'll completely lose my Social Security.
That's right. And so we don't want to do anything to jeopardize everything that you have going in your life right now.
Well, I don't want to lose anything I already have.
But let's not lose sight of the fact that there are going to be changes in your life.
Yeah.
Things are going to change. And so as we make more money, guess what happens to a lot of those wonderful benefits we get? But it just depends. If it's structured right, nothing.
Oh, okay.
But if it's not structured right, then we have problems.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to, I guess I need to really sit down with him. And, of course, see, I don't know yet enough about all of this. Say you did foreclose and you wound up with a piece of property that was $100,000 and
right,
you only, say, paid, like you said, $6,000 for the tax liens on it or the tax deed. You've got a gain there of capital.
Sure. And that will just depend. That will just depend, Carolyn, on how we decide to move the money through. Okay.
That's what I was wondering. Because I try to have everything set up with all my finances, to where it benefits me, and I have to pay the lease taxes.
Right.
I guess those are questions that will come as we get more into it.
Absolutely.
Exactly what my investments will be with you, whether it be tax liens, deeds, foreclosures, holding on to property, having to sell property. There's a lot of questions there that I I have no idea.
Well, and that's why we get to work at it one day at a time on this, okay? Because I'm not, you realize that you have a large, well, I'm not going to say a large, but you have a fairly large estate that we need to work on, and that's why it's very important to have the right professionals around the country working on it, the right people that you know, the people that we trust, so that nobody does anything that's going to be adversarial to your financial situation. All we want to do is build towards that. So, that's why...
And you did mention one day I talked to you about my IRA account.
Yes.
When you have time, I'd like for you to explain to me how you can move money out of an IRA account to do some of this without me having to pay the taxes on it.
Okay, so I will spend a session discussing IRA and the ability to self-direct.
Right.
That's what I will do, okay? So I'll put down self-direction of your IRA, and we'll do that.
I went to a seminar yesterday, and I'm going to another one this afternoon, and he brought up something I'd never heard of, was a stretch IRA.
Okay.
Where you can actually name your grandchildren, and which I was not aware of.
I've never heard that word.
IRA?
As far as naming the grandchildren?
Naming the beneficiaries.
Okay.
Up to now, I thought it was just your children, and of course then it was dispersed according, you know, to the children, according to the oldest one's age. But a stretch IRA, you can actually put your, you can take $20,000 and give it to each grandchild, and if it stays there, they're 50, they've got $250,000, and it can go, I mean, it can go on for a long time. It doesn't have to be drawn out, you know, over a certain period of time or anything.
Right.
Which I thought was fantastic that I could leave to the grandchildren, because I really thought all I could leave it to was my children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was, you know, I attend these senior seminars just to, you can always pick up a little information here.
Oh, you sure can, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we'll take a look at. We'll look at that. Next week, we're going to talk about evaluation of property and how to find deals. And then we're going to jump into, you know, taxes and tax liens and all that good stuff. So,
okay.
All right. And I am so honored to be your coach, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Rob. I sure appreciate it.
You bet. Have fun with the computer tomorrow, and God bless you.
Hey, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.